Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Craig Martin, and you're listening to The Inside Connection, coming to you live from Los Angeles on this beautiful February Wednesday. I'm here with my co-host, Christina Martin, and we're going to be doing an amazing show tonight on Chinese astrology and the Chinese New Year, which is consistent always every year with the new moon. Welcome to the show, Christina.
Thank you for having me. I'm kind of excited. We're taking a little, you know, side road here, not our typical astrology talk. So that's fun. And I hope everyone's doing okay out there. It's a lot of Aquarius energy, just as a side note. So everyone I've talked to feels really busy and buzzy. And so hopefully you can enjoy our show tonight with a little fun Chinese astrology.
Yeah, it's been a very high energy time. And for those of you who are joining us tonight, there are 6 out of 10 planets in Aquarius tonight. And the new moon, which is happening tomorrow, is going to be the new moon in Aquarius. And then also Mercury and Venus and Jupiter and Saturn are all at Aquarius. So it's a lot. And there's also 2 planets in Taurus, so the planets in Aquarius are making a square. There's a lot of tension, out there between our values and our desire to have freedom, between what might feel like constriction and our desire to be free, between our earthly, physical, and mundane place in the world and our desire to have greater and larger experiences. So it's hard right now to be in the body because all the bodies are confined to our homes and we can't have Taurian experiences. You know, it's hard to go for a massage. It's hard to go out and eat dinner. It's hard to have people working with us on a bodily level. And Aquarius is definitely creating some constriction there. So I kind of wanted to jump right in and say that tomorrow starts the new cycle, the year of the ox, and I'm an ox.
Hi, ox.
So
that's nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's actually really good, and it's exciting to have for those people who are oxes. Your Chinese year would be 73, 85, 97, or 2009. So it's every 12 years. So 1973, 85, 97, and 89. And also if you're a little bit older than 1961, it's just 12 more years. And then 1949 would be the year before that. So of course, you want to be able to go back for people who are a little bit older and listening. So it's good if you're the year of the ox. I'm looking forward to having a year in my own sign because customarily, it's thought of that it's a very benevolent, good year for people who have that sign. It's a return. And in Western astrology, it mimics the cycle of Jupiter, which goes around the sun about every 12 years. So people who have similar year of the ox or any Chinese symbol also have a similar Jupiter. And you'll find that if you, you know your chart well and you meet someone else and they know their chart and they're like, oh yeah, I have, you know, Jupiter in Aquarius, which is where I have it, Dr. Craig, you're going to find that it's also 1973, 1985, 1997, and 2009, that those are still consistent along the way. So there's some overlap there between Western and Chinese astrology.
Beautiful. I love that. Yeah, that's nice. I mean, it's Jupiter is all about expansion and opening up and taking kind of a risk and being optimistic and moving ahead. And yeah, that's great.
So when you get to the year of your Chinese animal and the same year, like every 12 years, like when you're 24 years old or 36 years old or 48 years old or 60 or 72, that when you get to those places, then what you're doing is you're having a Jupiter return, a return of your Chinese zodiac animal and all of the benevolence and expansion that means for both systems of astrology.
Nice. Yes, I like that. That's good.
So people who were born in the year of the ox are are very dependable, like hardworking people, and they have very strong ideas, and just like ox, right? They can be a little maybe difficult to move, but they're capable of incredibly hard work. So those are the ox people. And the year after the ox is?
The year of the tiger. Fierce, fierce tiger. So that's the, let's see here, 1974. What's 12 years before that? 1962.
Right.
And then 1940. So 62, 74, 86. 1998 and 2010. So all of you babies with those born in those years, you're going to be the year of the tiger.
And next year will be your year.
Yes, that's exciting, right? We're going to have a tiger year next year. So just like the tiger, I mean, I think most of these kind of make sense if you actually envision the animal and what the animal represents. You know, these are people who are brave, and probably deep thinkers too, courageous, I would think. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And in China, it's the year with the least children because the Chinese don't want to give birth to tiger children. it's like they do. And obviously there are plenty of them born, but it's the least considered desirable. Because especially if you end up with a boy, I think, but I'm not perfect with Chinese astrology, that that they can be too aggressive, that they can be too difficult
to
manage.
To cage in, shall we say.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, just like a tiger.
So
right.
The year after that is the year of the rabbit, and people who are born in the rabbit are just pleasant and they're talkative and people trust them and they're easy to get along with. 1963, 75, 87, 99, and 2011. And the year after that is?
My year, the year of the dragon. That's fierce dragons. I don't know why I said that like that, but that's how I feel. That's my representation of dragon. So we are definitely have lots of energy, also just like the tiger, you would imagine. Also really good at caring for others, listening to others, listening intently to others, I think, is one of the traits that we can carry along with us. And that's going to be people that are born in 64, 1976, 1988, 2000, and 2012.
Right. Here and that will be coming up again in 2024. So moving along, like the next year of the dragon will be 24. After dragon people come snake people. And I think there are some Chinese animals that people don't like being, right? Like the rat or the snake or the pig. You know, we sometimes don't like those animals, and yet they're just familiar ancient animals that existed for millennia amongst the Chinese people, except obviously dragon is mythical. And they have strong representations in a way for what they are. So snake is interesting because similarities, some with Gemini, 1977, 89, 2001, and 2013. These people, they are inquisitive. They like information. They like experience. They like food and music, and they're very playful. And customarily, the year of the snake brings people who are good with money. So going backwards in time, it's 1965. Next is the year of the horse.
Year of the horse. Year of the horse. That's a nice one too, actually. I mean, if you think about a horse running through the field, it's probably somebody who is going to be, you know, a hard worker, right? We base our horsepower off of that, right? We measure energy that way practically.
Strong animal.
Popular, cheerful. That's also a nice one. I mean, you think of even like little girls playing with, you know, horse dolls. It's just cheery somehow, some way. A horse is sweet. They've got a sweetness to them. So these are going to be people born in, 66, 1978. We got our 1990 babies, started off the 90s with a horse, 2012, and then 2014.
2002.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah.
No, that's okay. That's okay. After the horse comes the goat, who is sometimes also called the sheep. So I know that from the books and readings that I've done is that it's similar, but I always thought of it as the sheep, but I know some people think of it as the goat. 1967 and 1979, 1991, 2003, and 2015. People born in this year, I would say, are artistic. They're inquisitive. They like nice things. That goes along with their artistry, and they also have wisdom. So that's the year of the sheep.
Nice. I could see that. Inquisitive and artsy. That's good. It's a good quality to have. I like that.
Next is
the year of the monkey. Our little goofy monkeys. Not to say they're all goofy, but maybe they are. Maybe they're just goofy people. Comical
they
people.
Are.
I could see it. Yeah. They have a little bit of like humor to them, I would say. Definitely can make people laugh. And then also good with problem solving. Think of like a little monkey using a tool to get something done. So good mind there. So we have people born in 1968, 1982, 2004, and then 2016.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Next is the year of the rooster. Strong, right? Always strong when you think of this kind of an animal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sturdy, hardworking, talented in many ways, but also prideful. Like there's a certain kind of pride about roosters. 1981, 1993, 2005, and 2017.
Mm. Getting close, yep. Getting close. And then next is year of the dog. Dog's an interesting choice too. What do we think of when we think of dogs? I definitely think of loyal for sure.
Always loyal. Right? And that's part of their sign.
Friend,
sure.
Man's best friend. Yeah.
Friendly.
Friendly. Yes, definitely friendly. Maybe a little worrisome, worries too much is concerned, overly concerned. So these are going to be, people born in, 1960, 1982.
70.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, I
That's
see.
Okay.
Yeah. 1970, 1982, 1994, and 2006, 2018.
18, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the last sign is the pig. So rat is actually the first, but we didn't do the rat. We started off with the ox, so we're going to do the rat. But the rat is the first sign. Like Aries, similar to Aries. The last sign of the Chinese zodiac is the pig. And pigs are studious and honest and brave and always finish things and go to completion and customarily very good finances. That's why we have the piggy bank, right?
Oh.
That's why we have the piggy bank, right? Because it's fat and you want your money to be like a pig, right?
Well,
so
yes.
You see when you go into Chinese restaurants and they have little clay pig up there by the cash register, it's because they're bringing that energy of the pig, you know, like abundance, right? Like excess almost, right?
Uh-huh.
To the cash drawer. So 1971, 83, 95, 2007, and 2019. The first sign, and there's a good little story about this, they weren't going to include the rat. So all the animals are marching down the pathway and they're all coming into the emperor's palace in Beijing, and the emperor is going to bless them. And the ox is first, right? Because he's sturdy and he's like, right? And the rat runs up the ox's tail, runs across the ox's back, jumps off his nose, and flies through the gate first. And so the rat becomes the first sign. It's actually today is the last day of the year of the rat. Right? So tomorrow is the first day of the new year of the ox. Today is the first the last day of the year of the rat for 2020 into 2021, but mostly the rat was 2020. And so interesting, right? And so rats are clever, cunning, sure, that's definitely a part of them. And
Popular, I think. Popular and maybe like inventive too. I mean, that goes with cunning, right? They
right.
decided to jump ahead, use their wits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an old Chinese story about the zodiac, is that the rat wasn't going to be included because everyone was like, the rat. And then the rat was like, no, I don't think you're leaving me out. I'm too integrated into you socially, right? Like, these are the animals that are integrated into their culture socially. So the rat was like, I don't know how you think you can chop me out. Like, I live underneath all of your houses, like just about everywhere in the world,
in
right?
Your cupboards.
There's rats everywhere. It's amazing how ubiquitous the rat is in the world, not just in cities, but in the country. And they're everywhere. It's a very productive and hardy mammal.
That choice of words, yes.
Yeah. So because humans lived with rats and we have all the time, then rat became a part of the zodiac in China. And so those are the 12 signs. And what we want to do now for just another minute, and remember, we're not Chinese astrologers. We're just doing the lay version, the Western astrologers version of Chinese astrology. We're going to give you the general idea behind whether this year will mix with your sign. So now that you know which your sign is, now we can tell you how you're going to mix with an ox year.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, right, the ox is good with the rat and the ox itself. Like if you're going to have an ox year, it's going to be a good year for you.
Right.
And so then the next two are
going to be the tiger and the rabbit. Well, sorry, the tiger and the rabbit going down our list of year by
That's
year.
Correct.
So tigers, not so much. But rabbits, definitely good for them. I don't know
good.
If it has to do
so
with the size
tiger,
or yeah.
Looking for maybe like a little bit of a harder year. Rabbit looking for a good year.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon, not so much. A little bit of a harder year. Snake, definitely a good year. This is a good this is a good year for the snake, ox and snake. And the next two?
Going to be our horses and our goats or our sheep. And neither of these farm animals are going to have a good year. not that great. This year around, this time around.
Right. A little harder because of the competition with the ox.
Mm.
Monkey is neutral and rooster is good. So year of the ox is for monkey and good for rooster. And then the last two
are dogs and our pigs. You dog people out there, you pig people out there, you're going to have a good year this year.
There you go.
Good year with the ox.
There you go. So
yes.
Fun. You and I have never done that. We're not Chinese astrologers. We're Western astrologers, but there's a system in India called Vedic astrology. There's a system in China, Chinese astrology. There's a system that comes from the West, which would be through, you know, ancient Egyptian and Sumerian and then Anglo-European history that Western astrology developed basically in Europe and the Middle East. So Chinese astrology, I think, is important because it offers us a system of something like an annual, it offers us a system of looking at the energy movement on an annual basis, something like we would do if we were looking at the fact that Jupiter is in Aquarius this year, right? So Jupiter is in Aquarius this year, and that's consistent with the year being broader, more flexible, more open. Obviously, everything is moving online now, and Aquarius rules the internet and connectivity with communities and friends, which we're doing right now on the internet in abundance. And so the Jupiter cycle can give us a broad look at what one specific year might look like. And I think Chinese astrology offers that in its most simple form. Yeah, I do hear that. Like, you're having a little bit of like noise over in your apartment.
Yeah, sorry about that, everyone.
It's
neighbors.
Okay. It's okay. So I can continue for a second. Just let me know if it gets a little bit, if it improves. So the idea that there is a very specific Chinese astrology definitely also exists. So I want everybody to know that it starts off with like the year of the ox, but then there's the metal ox, the water ox, the fire ox, and all of those are different permutations of ox energy. So that you're not just dealing with one static type of energy. There's an opportunity for there to be more than one energy. And this is the year of the metal ox. And I think that might add extra, you know, good energy to the year. The metal ox, it says, you know, it's a lucky year and it's good for relationships. And this is sort of in general, but especially for ox people. Chinese ox is very, it's a yin, which means it's softer. And so it's just sort of bringing that up because I know that the different oxes also have, right, a different, right? The metal ox is coming after the metal tiger, but it's coming before, it's coming after the metal rat, but it's coming before the metal tiger. I said that backwards again. The metal ox right now is Mercury retrograde. Is coming after the year of the metal rat and before the year of the water tiger. So symbolically, when you add the element to the sign, it adds something like what we know from Western astrology. It makes, if you're the water version, it makes you a little bit more emotional. If you're the fire version, it makes you a little bit more feisty. So the year of the fire dragon is like a big year, right? Then and things like that. So again, I'm not an expert in this. I just know that you can break down the astrological information in Chinese astrology into way more specific information than just simply what it is that we have. No. Oh, sorry. I'm holding the whole show. Christina Martin is having apartment issues with noise. And that was sweet of you to text me to let me know. So I think that, again, what's nice is to be able to get this overview and to be able to say, oh, this is the year of the ox. And so it's going to be a year of basically hard work and method, and that those hard work and method will bring you a reward, and that it can be really good for money if you put in a lot of effort. And it could be a year when we do feel the weight of responsibilities, but that we can accomplish anything with all of this energy, right? And so the reason that that might be more difficult for the signs that we said that it might be more difficult for is because that ox energy, which is going to permeate all of us, is not easy or consistent for the animals that it makes it more difficult to integrate. That's not saying that, like, you know, other Chinese animals are not hardworking, but in Western astrology right now, we're having a year that's dominated by Aquarius. And so it might be particularly difficult for Tauruses and for Scorpios, because Aquarius is square to Taurus and Scorpio. It might even be a little bit difficult for Leos, because Aquarius is in opposition to Leo. And so the comparison in Chinese astrology is similar, because you're still comparing an available energy to the energy that you are. And that's similar in every way to Western astrology and the way in which we're capable of making prediction. So you're the ox. Like some of the Chinese things, no explosive or catastrophic events will occur. It is a favorable year for economic recovery. Who knows, right? With the way that things have been going with the coronavirus, we may, you know, have a lame ox this year, but we're hopeful. We're hopeful. Metal ox. Pretty good. Can you come back to me? No, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it anyway and say hello to you and hear the buzzsaw in the background. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's what I would call. We've been doing the show for a year.
Yeah.
So, again, Mercury retrograde, right?
The community.
That Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
in the background.
In case anyone wants lumber or anything, Christina Martin is milling lumber in the side yard. And she's doing that for, you know, just like extra fun and giggles. So if you need a few 2x6s, she's got some really good timber for you.
Yes, I'll get my ox to carry them for you.
Exactly.
Here's the ox.
Perfect.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's our Chinese New Year show, and you know, we are having a new moon in Aquarius. It is going to be a focus on friendship and community. Jupiter is in Aquarius, but as far as what Chinese astrology can add to this year with the coming of the new year tomorrow, it adds reliability, dependability, hard work, and rewards that come from all of that. So hopefully you're able to create your social network and social community, and you're able to embrace the hard work so that you can reap those rewards.
I love that. I love that. That's great.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Good night.
Good night now. Good night. We'll talk to you next week on Wednesday, and we'll have another show for you. And I'm Dr. Craig Martin, and this has been The Inside Connection. Bye-bye.